Chapter 59. New York, September 1986. I don't want to talk much more about that place. I lost 3 years of my life to it, Alice said. It isn't that I am not able to, you understand. It's the fact that, with the worst things, merely to speak of them is to allow some of their taint to seep back into the world. Do you see? I nodded. Good. But one last thing. If you don't mind me asking, how did you survive? There wasn't anything noble about it, she said. I wasn't any braver or any stronger than those who died. I was luckier, perhaps, that my sores didn't spread and fester as some did, that I didn't get properly ill until the end, as we were about to be liberated. It was what they call lockjaw. I must have looked blank, so she explained. Tetanus. But that's fatal, I thought. Often, yes, if it is allowed to progress. Again, I was fortunate. We were already with the Polish Red Cross when I started showing symptoms. The doctors knew what it was straight away. They'd seen enough cases in men at the front. The camp had been liberated in January, but Alice hadn't been fit to travel until May. When she was out of danger, she had been taken with a group of others to recover on a farm in Sweden. We stayed with an elderly couple. They fed us cream and eggs and fish, things that had been difficult to come by, even when we were free. Back in that place, I had tormented myself dreaming of such food. But when it came to it, it seemed so rich that I almost couldn't stomach it. They were so kind, our hosts. But all I wanted was to go and find him.